Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, my guests are from the Anchorage Opera. They're presenting the comic opera Don Pasquale by Gaetano Donizetti next week, opening Friday, November the 3rd, and running through the 5th, performing in the Discovery Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. My guests are Reed Smith, the general director of the Anchorage Opera. Glad to have you back on the show. Welcome back to the show, Reed.
Good afternoon. It's great to see you again, Steve.
And David Lefkowitz, who is the stage director for the production. Who's been here before. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me back.
And we also have Philip Koukarinos, who's playing the lead role of Don Pasquale. Welcome to the show, Philip.
Well, thanks. Thanks for inviting us.
Reed, I want to start with you. Just want to set the tone, because this is the first show of your season. And your season is focusing on really heavy tragedy this year. Or am I incorrect?
No. You're incorrect. We're calling this our happily ever after season because after we put it together, we said, hey, no one dies. For real, anyway. So
that's different for opera.
Yeah, right. Each opera leaves you with a very warm heart and will provide you with some laughter.
That sounds great. And so David, as the stage director, talk a bit about this opera, Don Pasquale, and the fact that it is full of just tragedy and dying people.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because the last time I was here, I was directing Carmen. And, of course, that doesn't end with such a nice happy ending the way Don Pasquale does. So it's really nice to be back with a comedy. I think especially as the winter approaches, the best thing the audience can possibly go through right now is a lot of laughter. And that's what they're going to get with this show. I mean, it's really, there's some poignant moments, some touching moments, but it's just beautifully enclosed in these comedic acts. And it's just so fun to be able to direct and be able to watch every single day.
And Philip, you're playing the lead role of Don Pasquale. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that character.
He's a 70-year-old man who has a concept of how things should work in the world, and he insists on everyone around him buying into that concept. So his unfortunate nephew, who falls in love with a widow, is asked instead to marry a stranger that Pasquale has chosen for him. That's because Pasquale just doesn't believe in marrying that type of woman. And he also in the struggle with to keep the lovers apart has some idea that he, as a 70-year-old man, maybe could marry himself, and that would be a way of really sticking it to his young nephew. And that's the basis for what ensues. So he's basically an old man who can't move into the modern world, and the younger generation, the three characters around him, are sticking it to him because he won't see reality.
You change with the times.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving it just to that, the story goes nowhere without the person who initiates the switch, if you want to call that.
Right.
David, talk about the doctor.
Oh, Dr. Malatesta, yeah. Or Headache, as we like to call him. You know, Malatesta is such a wonderful character because he's, you know, there isn't a bad guy in this story. There's no Scarpia or character that, you know, kills everybody. But Malatesta is the closest that we have because he's sort of the conniver of the group. He gets in there and he sees the bigger picture. You know, he sees that Pasquale is older. He sees that Ernesto is really in love with this widow. And he figures out a plan in which everybody gets to have what they want. Even Pasquale, who thinks that he wants to get married, he actually really doesn't. He just maybe wants some happiness and some peace and quiet after such a rambunctious 70 years that he's had. So, yeah.
And this play has been described as a comic opera, but it's, in many ways, is more of a farcical opera, isn't it? Because you have change of hidden characters, one woman playing two parts, and a lot of fooling of Tom Pasquale and Don Pasquale. Tell us about the woman character.
So Norina, our soprano, she's also doubles as Sofronia, who they dress up as Malatesta's sister in order to dupe Pasquale into marrying her, this kind of evil tyrant. She starts off as a very nice, shy, meek character who doesn't go out, doesn't do anything. But as soon as that contract, that marriage contract is signed, she changes into a real shrew and starts ordering them around. She even slaps him across the face, and it's just the indignity of it all.
Philip, do you feel it?
Yeah, and absolutely. The thing that's kind of wonderful about this opera is that there's good old-fashioned farce, and then in an instant it becomes very serious and human. And so, you know, you're laughing one moment, but then you feel, you know, real sympathy for, you know, this poor old fellow who's struggling against the world. And
it doesn't ever get slapstick. I mean, I think that's what's really interesting about it. I think that's why it survived time for so long, is that it's funny, but as funny as it is, it also goes that much more serious. And I think something that is just too slapstick or Keystone Cops wouldn't survive as long as this one has. And that's what makes this piece so beautiful, is that you laugh, but then you also feel something.
What do we feel for Don Pasquale at the end, Philip?
Oh, well, the end, in that respect, the opera's conventional to to the commedia tradition that we sometimes talk about. It kind of ends all at once. Poof. Everything's discovered, everything's forgiven, and it's happy. But I think that, you know, it's a happy ending, as we said, because Pasquale now has a happy young couple living in his house, and there'll be grandchildren or great nieces and nephews, and I think he's going to be very pleased with the way this turns out. So it's a happy ending. I think one of the challenges in playing Pasquale is that he's in some respects he's sort of a stock buffoon character, but not really, because there's more substance to him than the usual buffoon, which is why he's the title character, I think.
Right. For those just tuning in, we're talking about Anchorage Opera's production of Don Pasquale by Gaetano Donizetti, opening next weekend, November 3rd, running through the 5th in the Discovery Theater in the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. My guests are Philip Cocorinos, who's playing the part of Don Pasquale, David Lekowich, who's the stage director, and Reed Smith, who is the general director of Anchorage Opera. You know, we're talking about, you mentioned the Commedia dell'arte, which is the Italian farcical type of drama where you have certain stock characters. It's been said that these characters in this opera were based somewhat on those characters, but they've developed, haven't they, David?
Mm-hmm. They've certainly progressed. I mean, I think we had to start somewhere. And I think these four characters have a real rooted in a traditional Commedia dell'arte sensibility. But, you know, I think commedia changes, and the original commedia doesn't change, but I think theater changes after that. And I think what we get to see is a more advanced style of comedy. I always think of commedia as a little two-dimensional. And I think this story takes that two-dimension and adds a third to it so that these characters are very well-rounded. They're human beings, and they're people who, even today, we could identify with them and the struggle that they're going through. Their problems are not unlike our own.
Is this a choice you've made as a director, or is this something which is sort of common with this opera as it lives today?
Well, I think also because we've set it in a more mid-19th century period instead of the original Commedia period, we just have to naturally advance the theater as well. I mean, I like to stay true to tradition as much as possible, but the music is more three-dimensional, and so my job is to direct the music. I think if the music was pure Commedia dell'arte, like, for example, in the opera Pagliacci, there's this great Commedia dell'arte scene, and the music reflects that. It really moves from a very Verismo style to a more Commedia dell'arte style. With this opera, we're not really true to Commedia, and the music is a little bit more advanced than that.
Well, Philip, I want to get back to you for a moment. Just going along with that, you've performed many different roles in opera, tragic roles, comedy roles. What is the difference between performing a role like this and, say, something which is heavier or more tragic? It was the music.
That's a good question. Well, I mean, musically, technically, it's not that different. And as I've said, we have, you know, maybe there is more range required. I guess what I mean by that, as I stumble, you know, there are moments in this where it really is, highly choreographed comedy, where physical comedy. But then there are other moments where it's absolutely romantic, and it's the same as singing, you know, a romantic part. You know, basses, we sing everything from, you know, priests and fathers and villains to, you know, clowns and old men and, you know, brothers, whatever. So, and they're not really that different. It requires a kind of, maybe comedy requires a sort of timing, but they both require the same kind of vocal technique, the same commitment.
One thing I've noticed, at least in the tragic operas, we take a long time to say one thing. In this opera, we still take a long time to say one thing, but we say it so many more times in a row. There's a lot more patter in this, and a lot of words happening. Sometimes
yeah, I can't,
in a very
I can't
short
think
amount of
a
time.
Serious character that has as much patter in it as this. I guess that's a concession to the style.
When you say patter, explain that to our audience.
Many, many, many words spoken very quickly it's a musical comic device. When the character gets mad, he starts jabbering, and that happens many times in this opera, especially for, I mean, everybody has some, but Pasquale especially, you know, at the end of a long rehearsal, your jaw hurts from speaking so many words.
David, go ahead.
I'd like to chime in if I could.
Please.
Another interesting aspect about this production is what David's doing with the chorus and the set. So maybe, David, you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, I do love a good chorus scene. And with Pasquale, the chorus can appear earlier, but they only sing in Act 3. So I looked at that and I thought, well, that's not enough. Let's get them in more of the show. So they start off, they actually are the servants of the performance, if you will. They're Pasquale's servants. They're sort of general servants at the beginning, and they help move the set from inside to outside. They bring things in and out, and that sort of gets more and more fun as the evening progresses. When they start to sing, they are literally making the comedy and making the situations that the comedy exists within happen. So we're having a lot of fun. They're getting to do quite a lot of staging and some great singing, and we do a lot of laughing during rehearsals, which is fun. Not at them, but at
well,
the situation.
And servants are a major part of this type of comedy, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's always interesting. It's like the servants really know what's going on, and they're always kind of pointing and laughing at their bosses, for lack of a better word. The boss is always – Pasquale is always getting himself into some kind of a mess, and the servants are either there to help him extricate himself from that or to laugh at him from the sides very quietly or sometimes just to comfort him when he needs it. So they do provide a lot of comic moments for the
show.
Well,
it sounds like a very funny opera, and it's nice to see something so fun happening here on the stage rather than maybe something tragic, Reed.
Right.
I want to take this time to thank my guests, Philip Cucurinos, who's playing Don Pasquale, David Lekowich, who's the stage director, and Reed Smith, the general director of Anchorage Opera, presenting Don Pasquale by Gaetano Donizetti next week, opening Friday, November the 3rd, and running through the 5th, performing in the Discovery Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much
Great
for having us.
Pleasure.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.